June 21st, 1976, Prabhupada was in Toronto, and he was out on a morning walk. So there were one or two Indian gentlemen, kind of like life members and supporters. They'd become associated with the temple, they were involved a little bit. So then on the morning walk, one or two of them, they voiced some doubts that they had developed from having close association with the Western devotees. Of course, you know, our Western devotees are always very enthusiastic, but not necessarily perfect in the culture, you know. And of course, Indian people, they have their culture, although they didn't necessarily have the chanting of the holy names. So there was a kind of a blending there, you know, with these Western boys that were just fanatically, you know, book distributors, chanters like this, but weren't very cultured. And then the cultured Indian gentlemen that weren't necessarily, you know, committed to the chanting so much. So as we were walking along, Mr. Sharma began to reveal his doubt. But Prabhu, how far is it fair that if one is religious, say chanting and regulations and everything he's doing, but then on the other hand, he doesn't behave as a good, honest labor? That good, honest, you have got some idea of good, honest, Prabhupada said. But because he is chanting, he is all good. So he was kind of criticizing, he's not, you know, working nicely, but if he's chanting, he's all good. The devotees responded enthusiastically to Prabhupada's support. Jai. Many Indians are willing to offer their services because they can see the devotees engage seriously in spiritual practices, which they can identify with as part of their own original culture. However, they don't often fully appreciate the practical effects of devotional life. Due to a lack of transcendental vision, they can hardly glimpse the true potency of the holy name and its purifying effects. Coupled with close association with devotees, this sometimes develops into doubts in either the devotees themselves or in the process. One of the other guests raised this issue. Prabhupada, because he's chanting, sometimes a person gets very false ego that, oh, he's become a very big devotee. He's serving the Lord. And then he tries to... Prabhupada stopped for a moment. That's all right. He's in the line of goodness. But those who are not chanting, they're all bad. Do you understand it or not? Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. One who is not a devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualification. You may propose that, oh, I am so much good, I am this, I am that, but it is all bogus thing. Manoratenasati Bhavato Bahi. He is simply concocting in the mind. And so far a devotee is concerned, even if you find some defect, he is a sadhu. Sadhureva Samantavya. Now I find some defective state. No, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. These defects will be out very soon. So don't bother. But because he is a devotee, he is a sadhu. So you mean to say, Prabhu, Mr. Sharma asked, truthfulness and honesty will come after chanting, chanting, chanting? Prabhupada agreed. But those who are not devotees, he said, there is no truthfulness at all. Here has begun truthfulness. But one who is not a devotee, he has no question of truthfulness. He is simply concocting in the mind, mano retainer. And because he's on the mental platform, he'll do all bad things. Therefore, devotees must try to be honest and truthful, Mr. Sharma said. Devotee becomes automatically, Prabhupada told him. If he sticks to the devotional principles, he'll become good very soon. Just like he has stopped. Devotee means, just like we say, no illicit sex, no drinking, no intoxication, no meat eating. So he has adopted this and chanting. That is perfect. So Prabhupada wouldn't hear any criticism of the devotees. Even if there is a defect, because he's chanting, he's perfect, that's all. He's a sadhu. But you may find somebody else you think is so perfect, but if he's not chanting, he's all bad. So that was always Prabhupada's reaction. When anybody, you know, challenged him or presented some bad news report, Just like when we were down in South India at the beginning of 76, some reports had come from Japan. Guru Kripa's party was there, and they were getting arrested and thrown out of the country, and so many different things were going on, and it came in the press in India, and some bad reports were there. So then Prabhupada got some news that some guru somewhere, he had held up a copy of the press reports, and he was telling all his followers, just see, these ISKCON people, they're all bad, like black sheep, like this. So then Prabhupada was replying to that, you know, alright, you're complaining that we've done something in Japan. He said, at least we've done something. He said, what have you got in Japan? That's the first thing. At least he said, we've gone there and done something. So he wouldn't accept any criticism at all. He told him, he said, you tell that man, you were just, yes, you have seen this, this has come to your attention. Why has it come to your attention? Because you're just like a fly. Fly is always looking for some saw, for some stool. He said, that's why it's come to your attention. He said, otherwise, a devotee is always like a bumblebee. He only sees the nectar.